Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. And Melissa, Red Pill the World. We're going to have fun today. Guys, 24 hours. Actually, maybe 26. 25, whatever. We're really close. And I know you guys are ready. And you are that army. You are that army. Hey, Third Culture Patriot. Hey, everybody. I'm glad to see you guys. Make sure that you give me the thumbs up, give me the likes. If you're hearing everything, everything's good. And I just really appreciate you guys always praying for me, because some of this stuff is very technical, but you always pray and we always figure it out together. We have for 7 years. Can you believe this? And we are this mighty army. The Lord has raised you up for this very purpose. And you know, we're praying for the great awakening that we have already experienced. We've already experienced it, and we're ready for everybody else to wake up, right? And this is the promise that the Lord would do this. I just feel like we're at the door. I'm going to show you, before we finish today, I'm going to show you the star signs that are happening in the heavens. So I want you to see that. A lot of people have asked me about it. So I'm like, okay, I promise I'll do it. And I'm going to show you how you can look at these things on Stellarium for yourself. And also in the heavens. I talked about this last night. I showed a screenshot, whatever, of what it looks like and how you can see everything. And you don't need any special equipment. You can see this for yourself. All right, but let's get started on what is going on right now. If you're not familiar with our channel, my channel is freedomforce.live. Let me fix this little thingy right here so you guys can see what it is. freedomforce.live. And so this is where we have all of our resources, everything over there for free. You can watch over 1,000 videos about how this is biblical, and it's very, very, very good news for everybody. Now it says it's a day of gloom, like that passage in Joel said. It's gloom because it's so daunting, all the things that we've learned. And it's also extremely scary for the cabal. There's panic, no doubt, in DC. We're going to talk about that today. But yeah, it's definitely gloom for them. But the Lord is leading us with a shout, no doubt about it. Anyway, freedomforce.live, and hopefully it'll come up. Though that's the sign of the Son of Man. Don't know why I had that on the screen, but I'm glad I did. This is the website, freedomforce.live. You can check out all my links. You can check out the videos, the audiobooks, the social media. Everything is over there. You can make sure you find the real Melly. And don't forget to like. Hit the like button, everybody. We're going to get started. And subscribe if you haven't already. Go to all the other channels. Make sure you get to the real Freedom Force Battalion. I put out all kinds of great information every day, and I really appreciate you guys spreading that as fast as you can. I've actually been getting some really cool responses. I got one from Candace Owens this week, and one from General Flynn, and couple of other ones, so kind of cool. Anyway, so this is our wonderful president. He just landed in D.C. last night. He is sporting that purple tie, a beautiful purple tie. I've never seen it. Has anybody seen him wear a purple tie before? He's wearing a purple tie. talk about a power tie. He is going in for the kill. Is what I believe that means. The elite are toast, and just interesting that he landed there last night, and then they had this beautiful fireworks. Maybe I'll show that to you in a little bit. Playing the beautiful song Nessun Dorma. I posted that on the social media last night. There is our wonderful president. Don't forget that picture right there. That picture is going to be in every federal building. Just had to go to a federal building last week, and there I had to go look at Biden's face and Kamala's face. But that is the face that's going to be in every federal building. How do you like that? What is he saying? He's coming. It's really reminiscent of his mugshot, right? And so it just doesn't look like to me that he's playing. What do you think? Yeah, it's a great shot. It's a great picture. But it's sending a message loud and clear. 5-5, no doubt about it. All right, so yeah, he posted this also yesterday, actually on the 17th, on Friday night at 11:30. He says, coming up the most important weekend plus in American history. Enjoy, DJT. Okay, this is the weekend. Monday's not technically the weekend. Okay, so what is this? What does he mean by that? I'm all ears because I'm like, okay, what could this mean? And so we did find out that other thing that was supposedly the ICC, that was just speculation. That's not happening. There's not ICC going to the White House. So I'm happy to hear your thoughts on this. Why would he say the weekend? Because I would think he would say Monday, the inauguration day. But he's not. He's saying that the most important weekend plus, now we know on the board, plus is a big deal. Plus, 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 right? And we were told, if you're not familiar with that, QANON.PUB, and you can just search the plus sign. And we were, basically the plus and the plus and the plus were identifying each of the members of the cabal. But Q plus is President Trump. Basically, he's the one with the purple tie going to destroy all these ones. So he's got the plus in there. He's got, it's an important weekend in American, most important weekend in American history. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. We will see what he means by that. I wish I could tell you. I don't really, know what he's saying about that. We'll find out. Future will prove past, right? All right. So now this is obviously going to have the inauguration in the rotunda. You know, when you look at the Capitol, there's a huge dome. And here's a picture of it from the inside, a video of it from the inside where they're setting it up. Look how huge that is. Isn't that amazing? Because, okay, right, when you look, I mean, you can be anywhere in Washington, D.C., and you can look across the sky, and you'll see the Washington Monument, and you'll see this Capitol Dome. It's really huge. And so this is what it looks like from the inside. It's just gigantic. And to get to go up there is, you have to be somebody, not just anybody can go up there. Now, in the rotunda for this week, for the inauguration, it's only going to be the senators and the congressmen who are going to be in there. So, I'm just wondering if there's anything that's going to be done before the cameras start rolling. Are they going to have a talk? I don't know. Yeah, but they're right there, and some of these said they're not going to attend. But I just as soon not see Bernie Sanders over there with all the memes of him with his mittens on. How many times did we see Bernie with his mittens on? But yeah, this will be a lot warmer. I just I did not feel the Lord putting in my heart to press it and to go up there. And I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I'm going to have the best seat in the house right here at the FFB headquarters. And I just feel, and I know you probably do too, and tell me what other thoughts you have. You know, I feel that he is, it's for our safety. It's not about the weather safety. It's about it shutting down their ability to do some kind of criminal thing, something, you know, like January 6th or worse. So anyway, that's put a kibosh on that. And so they've also, let me see if I can find this one. Yeah, only members of the U.S. House and Senate will be allowed in the rotunda for Trump's swearing in. Something's definitely going on. The only question, what is actually going on here? So we'll have to, again, I wish I had answers for you guys, but we'll have to watch and see. Interesting that Jack Posto says they all have to go. So, sometimes I think that he gets in on some of the inside scoop, you know, because we know that these congressmen have just been doing all, yeah, we know that they've been playing us and the stock market like a fiddle. Did you see the video I posted yesterday about McCall, how he knew that this TikTok ban was coming, so he had put some crazy amount of money, $1.5 million or some crazy amount of money in Meta. Well, let me just tell you this. No one's going back to Meta. You're dumb if you think that, McCall, because nobody's going back to Meta. But just bottom line, using their inside information to have this as a basically a get-rich-quick scheme on our backs is not cool. And so, you know, I don't know. I don't know if he means that something's going to happen and they're going to be gone. We'll see. We're going to find out. But yeah, so where was it about the parade? There was something about the parade. I was going to show you this, but here's the parade. It's been called off. They've called off the parade again. You know, it's going to be really, really cold, but they don't generally call off all of this. So yeah, we just feel like I feel like it's something more for everyone's safety, and that the cabal's plans that they had done to try to cause some kind of mayhem is kibosh. They won't be able to do that. They might have to come up with something else to do, but it won't be some mayhem at the inauguration or the inauguration parade. All right, so I'm going to read to you guys this passage from Isaiah 13. I'm sure I've read this one to you before. And someone said the nicest thing to me today. They said I have really helped them to understand the Bible and made it simpler for them to understand and than anyone else has ever done. And that makes me so happy. I'm not trying to make this more complicated. I'm trying to make it where it is understandable and impacts your life and helps you to be encouraged and know what you can do to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Anyway, so here is Isaiah 13. It says, raise a signal flag on a bare hilltop. In other words, a flag, put a flag up there that there's no trees, that you can actually clearly see this flag. Okay? Call up an army against Babylon. That is us. I started out with this. I'm going to just keep talking about it. But that, you know, remember that you have been chosen for this. And you've been awakened for this. And here we are about to enter into this millennial kingdom, the golden age. President Trump's going to, his whole speech tomorrow is going to be about the golden age. And it's upon us. And you know, you have fought so hard, so valiantly, so tirelessly, so just, you just persevered. And it's so wonderful. This is your day. This is your day to rejoice and enjoy. You know, there are those who have just, they have not been chosen for this. They've not awakened. And it's been kind of frustrating because you're like, come on, get with the program. But they can't wake up. It's like they're under a sleeping pill. Think of that. You remember the video of Sleeping Beauty? And then when Prince Charming kisses her, she wakes up. But not only does she wake up, but the entire town wakes up. It's like everything was real dark and gray and cloudy looking and murky, and all of a sudden it gets to be bright and shiny, sunshiny. I think that's going to physically happen because the chemtrails are going. I'll show you that here in a second. RFK talked about that. But it's also just clearing the muddleheadedness. It's just you cannot clear the muddleheadedness away. Only the Spirit of the Lord can do that. This is why we're praying for the Lord to, you know, His kingdom to come, His will to be done on earth, for the Him to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. And I'm going to show you this basically really with this beautiful sign in the heavens of Aquarius. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, of God pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. Anyway, back to Isaiah 13. So raise this signal flag so everyone can see. Call up an army against Babylon. Wave your hand to encourage them. Come on, fight, right? As they march into the palaces of the high and mighty. I, the Lord, have dedicated these soldiers for this task. That's what we were talking about yesterday. If you guys were part of the video yesterday where we were in chapter 11 of the book, End Times, and and 1,000 Years of Peace, the beginner's study, for the beginners. It was right here. We did this one right here. End Times number 11, God's Chosen Warriors. And so, yeah, if you watched that one, sorry, the sound doesn't start until 7:08. I had my system decided it would reboot and update, and then it didn't put the sound system back right. Anyway, whatever. So the point is, you have been chosen for this, just like Isaiah says in chapter 13, just like it says in Revelation chapter 7. You have been sealed for this. You've been hand selected for this, just like the Omer. This is what you have, this is your calling. And I have called mighty warriors to express my anger, and they will rejoice when I am exalted. Isn't this awesome, you guys? Who loves Isaiah 13? This is us. We're these mighty warriors. We have stepped into this role the Lord has called us to, and to march on the high and mighty. Yeah, and yes, in one sense, this has been going on for millennia. But in another very, very real sense, this is happening finally now to finally take down this criminal cabal. Hear the noise on the mountains. Listen as the vast armies march. It's the noise and shouting of many nations, people from all over the world. The Lord of Heaven's armies has gathered His army together. They come from distant countries, from beyond the farthest horizons. They are the Lord's weapons to carry out His anger. With them, He will destroy the whole land. Not regular people. He's destroying the criminal cabal, the satanic criminal cabal. Scream in terror, for the day of the Lord has arrived, the time for the Almighty to destroy. That is the purple tie. That's why He's making that face. That's why President Trump is making that face. He is the chosen one to bring down this criminal cabal, and we along with him. Every arm is paralyzed with fear, panic in D.C. Every heart melts and people are terrified. Pangs of anguish grip them like those of a woman in labor. Of course, you guys know what that means. This is the sign of the Son of Man that our Lord Jesus told us to watch for. Here it is on my website, freedomforce.live. This is the picture right here that's in the heavens. The sign of the Son of Man that our Lord Jesus said that when they see that, it's the woman in labor, and they will be in great fear. Great pangs of anguish grip them, like those of a woman in labor. They look helplessly at one another, their faces aflame with fear. They're like, what are we going to do? We can't stop these people. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to do this job, and there's no stopping us. There's no stopping us. Just they've tried. Clearly they've tried. For see, the day of the Lord is coming, the terrible day of His fury and fierce anger against these criminals. They've caused all this war and the devastation and the children, all this. The land will be made desolate and all the sinners destroyed with it. This is talking about, they try to make us out, we're not the sinners. It's not talking about us. It's talking about these Satan worshipers, okay? The land will be desolate. Their whole system will be desolate, be broken down utterly, and all the evildoers along will be destroyed with it. The heavens will be black above them, and the stars will give no light. Remember how I was talking about? They have no, it says the stars no longer shine. In other words, they're in darkness. They don't know what to do. They don't have their normal system that they've been operating under for all these years. It's not working anymore. We see through it. The emperor has no clothes, all that. The sun will be dark when it rises, and the moon will provide no light. This is not yes, I mean, we're going to see, we've seen eclipses. Yes, we've seen lunar eclipses and solar eclipses and blood moons and all that. It's, and yes, those are signs that this is happening now. This is like the heavens are flashing, blah, 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 this is happening. But more importantly, the imagery is that they don't have, they're in darkness. They are not able to operate like they were before. Like, you know, all of our lives were like, they ran game on us and we didn't even realize they were lying straight to our faces. Ugh. Now we know. Now we know, and we're mad. The sun will be dark when it rises. The moon will provide no light. I, the Lord, will punish the world for its evil and the wickedness, the wicked for their sin. I will crush the arrogance of the proud and humble the pride of the mighty. I will make people scarcer than gold, more rare than fine gold of Ophir. And I will shake the heavens. The earth will move from its place when the Lord of heaven's armies displays his wrath in the day of his fierce anger. So, buckle up. Buckle up, because this is, I don't know what's going to happen in the next few days, but President Trump has said many times it's going to happen quickly. And he's been biding his time and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And I just feel like it's not, this waiting is over. Don't you guys feel that way? We're going to see. Yes. Yes. Bring down the corrupt temple on their heads. It's going to be biblical, right? Johnny Too Cool. Yes, you're right, Johnny Too Cool. That's actually from Amos chapter 9. Johnny Too Cool is quoting Amos chapter 9, because I've quoted that many times. Everyone in Babylon will run around like a hunted gazelle, like sheep without a shepherd. They're just running around. You know, have you ever seen a gazelle or, you know, running? They're running here, running there, just like, where do I go to get away? They can't. They will try to find their own people and flee to their own land. Anyone who's captured will be cut down. Sooner or later, God will cut you down. Amen. Thank you, Johnny Cash. Run through with a sword. Look, I will stir up the Medes against Babylon. They cannot be tempted by silver or bribed by gold. The attacking armies will shoot down the young men with arrows. That's us. They cannot bribe us. We're like, we're not stopping. We don't care what you do to us. You can ban us. You can do. Look at Mike Lindell. And make sure everybody support Mike Lindell. I'm telling you, he has taken it on the chin more than anybody. Over MyPillow.com, you can get the promo code Melly, M-E-L-L-Y. But he spent $60 million to try to stop these people, to save our country. We've all, I mean, we and I haven't had $60 million to spend, but we have done, we've used everything that we at our disposal, and we've been banned, we've been hated, we've been mocked, we've been called every name in the book, and we've lost jobs, we've lost friends, we've lost family. We're like, whatever, we are not stopping. But don't you understand? You can't bribe us. You can't threaten us. You can't cajole us. You can't do anything. We're going to fight, and that's all there is to it. And this is because of the Spirit of the Lord. Babylon will never be inhabited again. It will remain empty for generation after generation. Nomads will refuse to camp there, and shepherds will not bed down their sheep. In other words, their system is finished. Their system is finished. Praise the Lord. Desert animals will move into the ruined city, and the houses will be haunted by howling creatures. Owls will live among the ruins, and wild goats will go there to dance. Hyenas will howl in its fortresses, and jackals will make dens in its luxurious palaces. Babylon's days are numbered. Its time of destruction will soon arrive. Now, of course, this was written. Isaiah wrote this down literally like 2,500 years ago, maybe more. But probably, I think 2,500 is right in the range. But he knew that the Lord had this timing set. And that's what's so great about the wonderful heavenly clock. It's called the Maseroth. And that's why the stars are, and the constellations are there. It's because he's told us he would put these in the heavens for signs, for a clock, a heavenly clock. And when this happened, September 23rd, 2017, that was the alarm clock to wake us up. That's what happened. That is exactly what happened. All right, so I love Isaiah 13. Praise the Lord, because we are chosen for this day. What a day. And this is the Lord pouring out his Spirit. We're moving from the day of the Pisces, the age of Pisces, to the age of the water pot being poured out on all flesh. I'm telling you, this is on my heart more than anything. I know it is with you too. If I could talk enough to wake people up, I would have done that already, right? Because we've talked and talked and talked and talked. I've done 1,000+ videos. But clearly, I mean, and yes, that's helpful. But ultimately, we need the pouring out of God's Spirit. This is what we're praying for. This is what we're praying for. And for the Lord to do this. And actually, what's so cool is that he's got the water, and it's got lots of stars right here where the water's pouring out. But it's also got this, it creates a river, and that river flows all the way to the southern sky. And it's like a, well, first of all, the splashing water refreshes the little fish, that's us. So we're getting a little fresh, refreshed by the water that God is pouring on us, no doubt. But the other water just pours into a stream that enters into the southern sky, which represents hell. And so the evildoers get washed away. It's like a flood that washes them all away. So actually in the southern sky, it's got this serpent that goes around the almost like 3/4 of the southern sky. Anyway, it's so beautiful when you find out all these. If you're wanting to know more about that, you can go on my channel, freedomforce.live, and LIVE, and see the biblical astronomy, and I'll show you about all the constellations and what they mean biblically. The Lord says, I put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs, seasons, days, and years. All right, so let's talk about what else is President Trump going to do. He was on Dan Bongino, I think it was yesterday, and so he was talking about Scaffold Man. Do you guys know about Scaffold Man? Check this out.
Can we get an answer between you, Pam Bondi, and hopefully Kash Patel on who this person is and have the FBI open the books? Because I believe this is a huge scandal and a massive cover-up.
I think we will, and I think we're going to find out about Ray Epps, and I think we're going to find out about Scaffold Man. You know who Scaffold Man is, right? Yeah, the guy who's screaming to everybody, go into the building. We're going to find out who Scaffold Man is, and we're going to find out some other things. And I think you're going to be very happy with what I do with respect. I call them the J6 hostages because I consider them hostages. You know, they did a beautiful song, and they asked what I do, the words, not the singing, the words. And I did. That song went to number one for so long. It was beating out Taylor Swift. I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, but that's okay. And everybody else, beating them all out for a long time. And it was pretty amazing.
I believe that is the case.
There you go. Scaffold Man, all this is going to be exposed, so get ready. We have to. We know. Yeah, I've said that many times. Thank you, President Trump, for saying this, because we have to, you know, the truth has to come out about January 6th, you know, and how they used it against patriots and lied to people. I'm telling you, I've seen more people who, once they watch like the entire clips of things, or they watch people being walked through the Capitol by the police officers, or they watch the whole video about the Find People hoax, and they realize that the media knew this and they lied, then there's no going back. Just like the TikTok people are not going back to Meta. Doesn't matter what Zuckerberg does. In the same way, people are not going back to the mainstream media. Yeah, and whatever, don't call it the mainstream media, fake news, whatever you want to call it. They're not going back to this corporate New World Order media ever, ever, ever. Look at that. How about that for an upgrade? Look at all these great patriots who are going to be running now this. I love them. I love them. I'm so, so excited to have the A-team in here. Look at that. You got Tulsi. Oh, you've got Pete Hoogseth. You've got just on and on, Besant. You've got RFK. So exciting to see all these amazing people who are going to work so tirelessly to get this done. So yeah, they're going to have a tough go of it unless President Trump somehow gets them the authority to fire these people who are just going to be like a donkey in the way. So anyway, this is Blinken, who I think has basically been running the White House. I'm going to show you a video clip of where it was said that the President Trump didn't even know about something that he had signed, and I bet it's because Blinken just gave him something and said, sign it. So Blinken, winking, blinking, and nod have been running this show, and that he has to be held to an account because nobody elected you. Anyway, so here, as he's leaving his position as Secretary of State, he's having this speech and telling them, you know, to never give up and all that stuff, and he says here that they are the ones who hold the power. How about that? These unelected bureaucrats hold the power. So he's basically saying, I'm counting on you to stymie President Trump's way. Check it out.
That of being a private citizen. I no longer have the privilege of leading this institution, but I want you to know, I'll be its champion.
I will be your champion forever. You, the custodians of the power and the promise.
Okay, I know, could you even hear that? I know that volume was horrible. Sorry about that. I couldn't get it to go any louder, but the point is, he's saying you are the custodians of power. In other words, they are the ones who hold the keys and that they can stop up the works. And that's, of course, what happened during President Trump's first administration. And he was able to get a lot of things done, but it was not he did not affect the systematic change of the deep state. Okay. So I'm going to show you here in a minute. Kai just put President Trump's granddaughter. She just put out there about the deep state. Her X account's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. Anyway, so yeah, Blinken's got to go, and he has to be held to an account. Huh. I'm just like, yeah, all these people. So just buckle up. Get ready. Remember Isaiah 13. All of this is going to be brought down on their heads, all that they have done. It's been treason. You were not elected, Blinken. You were not elected. I'm going to show you what he did. Okay, here's the one. Actually, before I'll do that one, I'm going to show you this. Okay, before I do that, I'm going to show you what Johnson said about when he talked with President Biden, and he's asking him a question about why did you do this LNG executive order, and Biden says, I did not do that. Now, they can say, oh, well, he doesn't remember because he's senile. Okay, well, then we shouldn't have removed him. But either way, I don't think that's the case. I think it's because he did not. He literally did not know what he was signing. They just give him something and he doesn't read it. And the whole thing stinks to high heaven. That's the whole point about the deep state. These unelected bureaucrats who work out all these laws and these executive orders that is basically straight from the New World Order cabal top people. Okay, so let me see if I can put it right here, I think.
The speaker and I just need a couple minutes together. Would y'all just leave us alone? And I looked up on the faces of some of the staff sitting around along. They're like,
no, he did it. So he called it. He's the commander-in-chief. So everybody leaves, and he and I are standing awkwardly in the middle of the Oval Office right over the rug by that coffee table. And I said, Mr. President, thanks for the moments. This is very important. I got some big national security things I need to talk to you about that I've heard, and I think you know, and what do we do? But first, real quickly, Mr. President, can I ask you a question? I cannot answer this from my constituents in Louisiana. Sir, why did you pause LNG exports to Europe? Like, I don't understand, you know, liquefied natural gas is in great demand by our allies. Why would you do that? Because you understand, we just talked about Ukraine. You understand you're fueling Vladimir Putin's war machine because they got to get their gas from him, you know. And he looks at me, stunned, with this, and he said, I didn't do that. And I said, Mr. President, yes, you did. It was an executive order, like, you know, 3 weeks ago. And he says, I didn't do that. And he's arguing with me. I said, Mr. President, respectfully, could I go out here and ask your secretary to print it out? We'll read it together. You definitely did that. And he goes, oh, you talk about natural gas. Yes, sir. He said, you misunderstand. He said, what I did is I signed this thing that we're gonna conduct a study on the effects of LNG. I said, no, you're not, sir. You paused it. I know. I have the terminal, the export terminal in my state. I talked to those people this morning. This is doing massive damage to our economy.
Okay, so there's three options. One is Biden's a pathological liar. Okay, that's, you know, true. Number two, he's confused because he's senile. Okay, maybe that too. Or Blinken has been just putting these things in front of him that he does. And that's basically what Johnson is saying, is that Biden has no idea what he's signing. Okay, so that's a big problem. That's a big problem. And this did not just start with Biden. This has been going all the way back to at least that. Who was the one who signed the Federal Reserve back in 1913? Woodrow Wilson. Yeah, they've been doing this for a very, very, very long time, and they just have these puppet leaders. We know that. We just talked about that. The white horse with of the four horses. There's the white and the black and the red and the dapple gray, whatever. The white one is the puppet leaders. He's just a puppet. He doesn't have any control over anything that happens. He just does what he's told. All right. So this was very interesting. Okay. So again, we're talking about, you know, why are we having this inside? Well, General Flynn put this out there. He posted this: the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And if you really want to know why the inauguration is indoors, read it here, read it here, read it here. I guess I should sing that. Read it here, read it here, read it here. Anyway, so he posted this. And so, of course, you know, I saw this. And I think that maybe Elon reposted it. I don't know. Somehow I saw it. And so I posted. Okay, so he's got a lot of information about the CIA that he's been spilling. Okay. And so I posted this. The CIA, when they see that General Flynn has posted about them, right? They're like, not again, not General Flynn again. We still can't get rid of this guy. And so he thumbs upped it. I thought that was kind of cool. He gave it a thumbs up. So yeah, here's what he posted. He's posting about this Schlesinger directive. Have you ever heard of a Schlesinger directive, anybody? This is kind of new on me, and that's why I'm so glad that we have General Flynn, because he will tell us some things that maybe we don't know about and can point us in the right direction. Basically, there was back in the day, let me go back up to the top, it's called the reissuing the Schlesinger Directive. And what I'll do, I'll go ahead and pop into the chat. And Songbird, you know what to do. That is the General Flynn's website, so you guys can have that. Anyway, so what is this Schlesinger directive and why do you want to reissue it? Basically, this is the same thing that happened way back in, what year was it? You know, he talks about various things about the hostages, January 6th hostages. I don't know what year this was from. Let's see. Okay, 1973. Schlesinger was a PhD economist. He served in both Republican and Democrat administrations. He was the chairman of the Atomic Energy Commission, and he was the CIA director. And his tenure at the CIA was brief, but just for 5 months, from February to July of 1973, at that time he moved to the Secretary of Defense. So he had a lot of different roles. And so he realized that they were lying, that they were not doing the job that they were supposed to do, and everybody was silent about it. Nobody would say anything about it. So he made this, his name is Schlesinger, James R. Schlesinger, quite a name. This is what he issued. All senior operating officials must report to me immediately. Let me make this a little bit bigger so you can actually read what I'm reading. Report to me immediately on any activities now going on or that have gone on in the past, which might be construed to be outside the legislative charter of this agency. Anyone who has such information should call my secretary and say he wishes to talk to me about activities outside CIA's charter. Okay, so General Flynn is posting this, and he's said we need to reissue this very same thing. If anyone is doing anything outside of the agency's directive, whether it's the CIA or the DOJ or the whatever it is, anybody who's stopping up the works and preventing anything from happening that you know, against the will of this new administration, they must go and report these activities under this Schlesinger directive. Okay, now what General Flynn says. He said he would want to make a change to it. He says that he says any CIA, let me read this. And the directive went further to address future activities as well. Any CIA employee who believes that he has received instructions which may in any way appear inconsistent with the CIA legislative charter shall inform the director of the CIA immediately. Okay. So, but he says that they should be required to do so, okay? That they should be forced to do so. Here he says, okay, these are the modifications that General Flynn says. I would only suggest two modifications to the Schlesinger directive. First, I would not make reporting voluntary, but would require each senior appointee to file a report detailing any knowledge of potential illegal activities. In other words, if you don't report this, this is not a voluntary thing, but it's mandatory. If you don't, that's your job, and then you could potentially be held responsible criminally. Okay? This is really what it's boiling down to. And so this is what has, in my opinion, this has got to happen on a wide berth all around our country. We cannot continue to have where there are people who just stop up the works and get away with it. And that there are those who know about it and they are silent. This has got to stop. This Schlesinger directive needs to really go, all across our country, in my opinion, and what General Flynn is saying. Secondly, I would mandate that the report be filed under oath. Under oath. I swear that this is the truth, to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. If there are those in the Biden Leave Behind Army who would prefer to stonewall and cover up illegal government activities, I suspect the new administration could get along very nicely without them. So there you go. This is one of the things that General Flynn posted. He's been posting every day a little tidbit, and that was a really good one. So I would encourage you to follow that one. Here's the link to this post. So yeah, I'll pop that into the chat. So that was pretty cool. So yeah, I'm trying to just keep praying. I'm trying to help reach people who maybe have never heard the wonderful truth about end times. And how do we do that? You know, and it's just about reaching outside of our normal, our little bubble. How do we get outside of our bubble, right? All right, so I want you to see that. And then, this is the one about, remember I was saying yesterday, somebody had posted that there was going to be the International Criminal Court was going to the White House at midnight. Well, it did say midnight on here, but now, and it's not the International Criminal Court. That was speculation. And NATO, that was speculation. So it doesn't really tell what they're going to have this meeting on in the Senate Intelligence Select Committee, but it's at 4:45 p.m. after President Trump takes office. So we'll have to see, you know, if they're briefing President Trump. Is that what's happening at 4:45? I don't know. Anyway, so that would stand to reason. All right. Interesting that we look back at this post 3717 from December 17th, 2019. Says this first indictment unsealing will trigger a mass population pop awakening. The first arrest will verify action and confirm future direction. They will fight, but you are ready. Marker 9. Okay, we're going through marker 1, 2, 3, 4. Looks like we're at 9. When this first indictment is unsealed. Now, we're waiting on arrest. We know that President Trump was indicted. And it did trigger, it woke up a lot of people. But we're still waiting on the mass population awakening. We're waiting on the Revelation 14 awakening. Revelation 14 awakening is where it's God just, it says he harvests the grain. It's like everyone's been awake, been asleep for so long, it's time to wake up and gather in the harvest to come into the new kingdom, the golden age, the millennial kingdom. President Trump is going to be talking about the millennial kingdom and at his inaugural address. So I'm ready. I'm ready. So I'm ready for this first indictment unsealing. And I'm just hope that purple tie means it's going to happen quickly. Hope so. And that's what we desperately need, is for everyone to wake up. Yeah. All right. And not just a ditty here and a this and that there. All right. And then also 11.3 is again, think about it logically. The only way is the military, fully controlled, save and spread once 11.3 verifies as the first marker, biggest advance drop on poll. In other words, there's going to be a day when 11.3, which is the end of the belligerent occupation. These people have been, the deep state criminals have been occupying our country since at least the Civil War, if not before. And they changed our changed our constitution to be a corporation, right? So we've talked about that under the Act of 1871. If you're not familiar with that, go back and I've got videos on freedomforce.live about that, and you can search them up in the search bar. But 11.3 is the end of the belligerent occupation. That doesn't happen until these people are arrested, right? I mean, just the fact that President Trump is inaugurated tomorrow on the 20th of January, 2025, that doesn't mean that the occupation is over. It's going to have to be when these arrests happen, okay? So, and the military is the only way. So just buckle up. Here we go. And President Trump is, in my opinion, not just going indoors for the cold, because they're trying to keep everyone safe. And it wouldn't surprise me if there was something else going on. We'll see. We will see. We will find out. All right. This was on Kai. Remember Kai's granddaughter who loves him so much and plays golf with him and spoke at the Republican National Convention? Here's one of her posts. When corrupt politicians start going to jail, we can start trusting the government again. How about that? And she posted, Trump, Vance, restore trust. How about that? That was pretty cool. That was a good post. She was really big, I think, on TikTok. She doesn't have as many people on her Kai Trump official, but I would really, you know, recommend following her. Don't forget to follow Melly, freedomforce.live. Actually, let me go back to, where is my channel? It's Melissa Red Pill. It's Melissa Red Pill. Let me go over here and show you. I'm going to send you guys the link. That's not it. This one is right here. Here's my X account. If there's any way for you to get on X, I would love it. It's Melissa Red Pill. And so I think it's actually, yeah, I'm live right now. Hey X. Hello, everyone on X. We are, we have a lot more people on. Oh, 265 views. That's awesome. I'm glad we've got some people watching us over on X, but I'm mostly on, you know, Rumble. But yeah, so go over there if you possibly can. You might have to get a different phone number. Who knows? Because my old phone number would not work. I had to get a different phone number. Either way, find a way to get over there if you possibly can and come help us to share this information over on X. All right, so then she also posted this, her and President Trump. Dear God, I pray for Donald Trump's safety from the deep state regime. Reply with an amen. I'm telling you, she's a kid, so she can probably get away with saying stuff like that more. Of course, we're saying it, but I think that's awesome. Yeah, she's calling out that they tried to kill him. The deep state regime tried to kill him. That's what, you tell me, what is she saying? That's what she's saying. That's what she believes. That they're responsible, not just from incompetence, but intentionality. Go for it, Kai. Come on, Kai, bring it on, girlfriend. Great job. She loves her grandfather. And so do we. Thank you for sharing him with us. Okay, so this is the post I was saying before that about Kennedy. He posted this August 26, 2024. Oh my goodness, be still my heart. I think this is going to be a huge help in the Great Awakening, that everybody will stop being so muddle-headed. Jesus, please. It's too much. We can't think. And I think that's the reason for all the cataracts, all this glunk gets on your eyes. I showed you on my eye exam the other day, and my eyes are doing great. And I think, I do wear contacts, and I think it's because the contacts keep all that junk from making a film on my eyes. I asked the doctor, she said yes. So yeah, he said, we're going to stop this crime. Thank you, RFK. Day one, please. Please, day one. If they didn't feel that this spraying wasn't helping to, then they wouldn't continue it. They feel that it's keeping us where we can't think clearly, where we're agitated, where we're stressed out, where it's causing depression, where it's causing all this maladies. If they didn't feel like it was working, they would not continue to do it. And so imagine if this stops and we have beautiful blue skies and we have, you know, we can have mental clarity and all this, just, it'll be wonderful. Don't forget, I go on and on about this. It's so important to detox. All this stuff in your body, it literally forms on your nerves. So your nerves cannot send the proper signals and they become hardened like a, you know, like crusty. So important that you detox every day. You want to detox your gut, but you also want to detox your at the cellular level. And this is what I talk about, you know, a lot. I know y'all are like, she's a broken record, but this is our health. Over on the health links page, freedomforce.live/health, H-E-A-L-T-H. This, I think it's going on through maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. This is the link right here. This very first one. This one is the special that's $25 that you get. The detox for the cellular level that I do every day. This is removes like the nano particles, and it's nano size technology. It goes into your cells as well as the one for the gut, and it's right here. Just click on that first link. Normally it's a lot more, but this is just a $25 offer for your first sample. So it's right here. Claim your offer right there. Claim your special offer, $25. I'm gonna go ahead and put that link in the chat. And you guys can have that. But yeah, it's a great opportunity to give it a try. And for $25, have nothing to lose. All right, so yeah, I really appreciate her saying that. And I really appreciate RFK saying we're going to stop this crime. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I cannot wait. They've already removed the red dye number 3. They've already removed that. So this is really great news. Really great news. So everything that you eat, just look at the labels, you guys. Get these additives out of your body. It's really, so it's just been awful for our health. And he's going to stop it. Praise the Lord for RFK. Praise the Lord for all of them. All right. President Trump just did this. Did you guys see this? He created GetTrumpMemes.com and he created the Trump coin, the true Trump, like crypto. And so there's a lot of scuttlebutt going on. They had a big crypto ball, and all these highfalutin people in crypto went over there, and they were expecting him to say something about, oh, they're promoting this crypto or that crypto, and he did not. He created his own crypto. Okay, I have a video, and I don't know where it is. Somewhere I could scare it up, that President Trump talked about a few years back. He said he did not. He was not a fan of crypto. Now, we know that 17 has said that what do we need? We need currency backed by hard assets, gold, silver, whatever it is, whatever that has a value attached to it. This is what's going to end the Federal Reserve, the manipulation of the currency, which is the black horse. Okay, this that they've just done so much to cause the inflation and our funny money. So, but why in the world would President Trump create a crypto? Let me just tell you what's happening. The guy who created Bitcoin to begin with is very upset about how crypto has been hijacked. He said it was intended to be a replacement for the fiat currency, which has no value. Well, now look at Bitcoin. It really has no value. I mean, it's no intrinsic value. It has no intrinsic value, and that's why it just fluctuates so wildly, because it's not attached to any hard asset. That's why I'm not playing this game. Now, they were coming over there thinking President Trump was going to promote one crypto or another, and that it was just going to be great. They're on the inside. The problem is they're not doing anything to actually build up any value, any intrinsic value. They're just doing this as a speculative market, like what you'd see on the stock market. You know, and it's just funny money. It's not real. We want people who are actually building, you know, assets in our country. We want to be building a true value in our country. Anyway, so he showed them he can create a crypto and of nothing, out of nothing, and create this gigantic wealth. It's nothing. It's literally nothing. And now it's like worth $15 billion or something crazy amount of money. So yeah, so he showed them this is not. I think he was doing, it was just showing, this is not the way. This is not the way. The way to build wealth is by having value, adding value to our country, and not just taking advantage of another person. Anyway, so that was very, very interesting. They were shocked when they went to this crypto ball and he used it to release his Trump coin. But that's the way I feel about it. We're going to find out. I feel like 17 has told us that all the currency will be backed by gold, by hard assets. And that's the way we have to move forward. And that's really what it talks about, the golden age. It has to be backed by hard assets. All right. So that was very interesting. Okay, here, let's talk about the stars. Let's talk about the stars. Everybody's been asking this question about the stars. So what is going on the 21st, which is Tuesday? It says that after sunset, six planets, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, Venus, and Saturn will align in the evening sky. And here's what to expect. Okay, so I showed a picture. Maybe I can show this. I'm going to go grab this. Did I put it out here? Actually, I did. Look at there. I did. Okay, this is from the Stellarium program, and I just took a screenshot. And so basically, if you go into your night sky tonight, you don't have to wait until Tuesday, you can see them. Okay, so the first thing is to become familiar with, at your house, where does the sun rise? Where does the sun set? Okay, so the sunset is obviously in the western sky. And so you'll want to look first, in my opinion, over at the western sky. That's the easiest one to find. Hopefully you'll have a clear night. If you've got chemtrails, then you can't see it anyway. But if you've got a clear night, then look over toward where the sun sets in the western sky, and you will see this bright, bright star, and that is Venus. Okay, so this is way over here. Now, if you looked a little farther over, you could see Mercury, but it's in the sun, so you can't see it. It's in the sunshine. So Mercury is way over here. But yeah, then you'll see Venus. Look how bright it is, even on this picture right here. Venus is right there. And just actually last night, it was to the left of it, maybe to the tonight it's going to be to the right of it. There you'll see Saturn, much, much, much smaller, but you'll see it right there next to Venus. And so then to the east, east of Venus, you can't really see Neptune. It's too small, unless you have a cool telescope and that you have some really good skills, because it takes practice to get used to that. I show on my website, I have a page on how I learned how to use a telescope, and you've got to be able to have some fine adjustments, because these things are trucking along, they're going fast, and you've got to be able to adjust it so you can see them. Anyway, but Neptune, I have not tried to even go see that. I've been able to identify, I've seen the close-up of Venus, I've seen the close-up of Jupiter, those, and of Sirius. Those are the three of the brightest ones, and I've been able to see them. But you've got to constantly be manipulating. It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. Anyway, it's easier if you look at Sirius, because it's not moving as quickly. But anyway, I'm going to show you the thing about Jupiter that's happening right now that I think is even cooler than this. I'm not terribly impressed by the fact of them aligning. And I'll say this, to tell you the reason why. It's because they align all the time. They are all running along an ecliptic. If you get the Stellarium, Stellarium, program, download it onto your laptop. Don't really want to use it on a phone. It's too small. But anyway, on a laptop, you'll see that that they follow this ecliptic. And they are always, in one sense, in an alignment. They do. But the cool thing is that now they're in the night sky. All of them except for Mercury are in the night sky, so you can see them in the night sky. Okay, so that is cool. And I do think there's something to be said about this alignment. President Trump is coming in, and the stars are saying, hey, he's here to set up this, to destroy the deep state. The Lord, he said, he's the chosen one to destroy the deep state. All right, so you'll see Neptune is there, if you can see it with the telescope. And then Uranus is right here just to the west of Taurus. Taurus is pretty easy to see because if you can identify Orion, that's one that's pretty easy to find. One of the first ones that people find. It's got three stars for his belt. And so Taurus is right next to Orion. And so right next to Taurus is Uranus, and it's really, really small, so you won't, it's going to be really hard to see it without a telescope. All right, but Jupiter is gigantic, bright, not quite as bright as Venus, but pretty bright, and it's right there close to the red eye of Taurus. Okay, so you can see that, and it pretty much just look directly above your head. at night. You'll see it. Okay. So, you know, like I said, Venus is over on the western sky. So you've got to see this before it gets too late. If you wait until, you know, 2 a.m, it's too late. Or even sometimes midnight, it might be too late. Probably too late at midnight. So you have to go out there when it gets dark and you'll see it. And then you'll see Jupiter pretty much overhead. And then look in the western sky where the, I said that wrong, look in the eastern sky where the sun rises and you will see Mars. Mars is going to be of this little reddish tint to it. Okay. So that's what's happening. And again, I think it's cool that they're aligning in the night sky so that you can see these. I think that's cool. I think that's cool. But even cooler than that, in my opinion, I'm going to show you the, this is the actual Stellarium program right here. Let me see if I can find, okay, that's actually Neptune right there. There's Neptune. I was zooming in on Neptune and I was actually doing, you can follow it. It does a loop. Or a sine wave, as all these wandering stars do. All right, but I wanted you to see. Let's see. There's the water pot. Okay, so what's the biggest thing that has happening in is really with Jupiter. Okay, I'm going to show you guys have seen this before, and I think it was several months ago that I showed you this, and it's super cool. But if when you go into the Stellarium program, the first thing you're going to want to do is set up your constellation line. So you have all these on right here, the constellation lines, the labels, and the art. You're going to turn off the ground and the atmosphere and the cardinal points. You're going to you can put on the planet labels, and you want to turn on the equatorial, I'm sorry, the azimuthal mount. Turn that one on. Then what I would say is you go to where you're searching for, search for Jupiter. Okay, so we're going to search for Jupiter. Now you see it's got the little red markings on Jupiter, so it's identifying that. And now I want you to go to this star view app, the sky view app, and you will show the trails for that. Let's see if this is going to work for me. All right, so I'm going to go backward, actually, because here we are on the 21st, and I'm going to zoom in a little bit more, and you will see that it is doing, I'm going to go back, it's doing this loop. You see how it looks like it's slowing down? It's not. It's actually turning. Do you see that? Right here, it's at the turn. And that's pushing all the way into March at this point. But let me make it a little bit bigger so you can see the loop right there next to the red bull eye of Taurus. We even now in this day, most people don't even know anything about the constellations or the biblical meaning of the constellations, but they know about the red bull. Okay, everybody knows about that. They know about the drink red bull. It makes you kind of ferocious, right? So did you notice it's doing this turn and it starts right about now? It's starting into this turn as in a turning point. A turning point. This is what's so cool about the motions of the stars in the heavens. And I showed you before this beautiful sign of the Son of Man right here on my website. Where did it go? Okay, this was right here. Let me go back to my website. freedomforce.live. And when you go, like I said, to the main page, freedomforce.live, and you scroll down, if you remember, the sign of the Son of Man, it not only has this beautiful sign with Virgo and Leo, but also there's something going on in her, quote, womb, so to speak, and there's a loop. Jupiter does a loop in her womb, and I literally saw this with my own eyes. It took months to track it, to follow it. The wise men knew about that. That's how they saw the Bethlehem star. I've got a video about the Bethlehem star, several of them, over on my website. Anyway, but I want you to see that because these loops and these sine waves are very, very interesting. Right now, for the past several months, Jupiter, Melchizedek, is doing a sine wave in Taurus, okay? So what happens is it's going along and it goes straight up to this, to the horn, the tip of the horn. It turns, this was right at the time of the Feast of Trumpets, it turns and comes back around and right kind of near the eye of Taurus, and it does this next turn. And so what I believe this is indicating is, first of all, these were seven different signs that the Lord gave us since the sign of the Son of Man. This is the seventh one, the seventh loop, the seventh zigzag, the seventh sign, okay? And this is all in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. In the back of the book, I go into, you could get it on either paperback or on ebook, but in the back, I go into the seven phases. You know, the beginning phase was the sign of the Son of Man, and now it's had seven phases. And to be honest, when I first wrote the book, I did not realize it was going to be seven phases because I just couldn't imagine. I was hoping it was four phases. It would be done in four phases. It's turned out to be seven phases, and I believe biblically that's a sign, that shows us that we're at the end of it. This is the seventh sign to end this criminal cabal. Anyway, so this, I'll go back. Let me just go back real quick, and I'm going to show you. See if I can. I'm going to show you this whole loop that it's doing. Okay, do y'all see that? All right, so I'm going to make it a little bit bigger if I can. Oh, my nose is itching. Let me see if I can go back a little bit bigger. Do you see that entire sine wave that's happening in Taurus? This is back in June of 2024, so it comes all the way up basically toward the end of this horn, turns around, and it comes back down toward the eye and does this other turn, okay? I'm going to go back to this. This was around, this was right at the turn there was right around the time of the Feast of Trumpets. This one right here was happening right at the Feast of Trumpets when we had that first turn. So that was when that happened, that was when you saw a huge shift away from Kamala toward President Trump and a great awakening where people were like, okay, we can't vote for Biden or this whole administration anymore. We've got to move forward with President Trump. Oh, my nose. Somebody's talking about me. I've got the tickle. Anyway, so that is what I think. I think that is the coolest thing that's going on in the heavens right now. It's a sign of the destruction of the criminal cabal. So imagine the picture that is this. And this is actually one of the signs of Joseph's family, of the tribe of Joseph, of Ephraim and Manasseh. But if you look, if you think of a bull with that horn, you don't play with the bull with a horn. And you don't play with President Trump. Let's just be honest. He's coming in here like with this horn to tear them up. This is the picture. This is the picture. It's a destructive force that's coming up. You have the man with the water pot. You've got the you know, Leo the lion, whatever. You know, there are different signs in the heavens, different constellations, and they all have different biblical meaning. But the one, the Taurus one, is the one of destruction of the enemies. That is what Taurus represents. And you've got this zigzag, like if a Taurus the bull comes at you with that horn going zigzag, you're done. You're done. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. My dad says, mess with the bull and you get the horn. Very good. That's exactly right, Mr. H. Clay, USP. All right. So I wanted you guys to see that. You can go on, like I said, I've got lots of videos on biblical astronomy over on freedomforce.live. And I've got, you can download the online planetarium, look at all these different things. But I love it. I love it. And I love it. To be honest, I think that's cooler, to be honest, than the alignment. It's cool. Both of them are cool. But all right. So I want you to see that. And let me see if there's anything else. Okay. So back to super quick before we go. This is another passage in Zechariah chapter 12, where it talks about the Lord pouring out his spirit. There are several places in God's word where he talks about pouring out his spirit on all flesh. Verse 10 of chapter 12 of Zechariah, I will pour out my spirit of grace and prayer on the family of David and on the people of Jerusalem. This is what we are waiting on. We are waiting on the Lord to pour out his spirit on all flesh. You know, it's just not enough for him to pour out his spirit on us and for us to be a part of his army. We're happy to do it. Each one of you, I know, is happy to be a part of that. But we need him to pour out his spirit on all flesh. Okay? So it's what he's saying. I'll pour out my spirit of grace and prayer on the family of David and on the people of Jerusalem. All right, so this is in Zechariah chapter 12. Yeah, okay, so I want you to see that. I think that's everything I had to show you. Oh, no, I've got one more quick thing. I wanted to show you this. This was great. Elon said the vibe shift is real. This is about God pouring out his spirit, I believe. There is Snoop Dogg, which I don't pay attention to, and I'm sure you don't either. He performed for President Trump at his inauguration. Now, I'm not going to play you what he said years ago, but he was not holding back his animosity toward President Trump in 2017. But now he's emceeing, performing at his inaugural ball. The people who follow him are listening to what he has to say. The people who listen to Rogan are listening to what he has to say. It's huge. This is gigantic, what's happening in this world right now. Very, very exciting. All right, so it's a vibe shift. It's the pouring out of his spirit. It really is. And it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, especially when President Trump takes office and all these changes take place and we start to see arrests. Whenever that happens, it's, you know, people that are up at, they're ready. They were not ready. We were not ready back in, you know, when President Trump took office in 2017. Maybe, you know, in one sense, we thought we were. We were ready, but we had to see COVID. We had to see Gaza. We had to see Ukraine. We had to see all these things. We had to see the election fraud. We had to see it. We had to see it. We didn't, you know, we were ready. We wanted to have all this, but we didn't understand how deep the deep state swamp was, right? So that's pretty exciting to see. So many people are waking up, and they're along with them is their followers are waking up too. All right. I think that's everything I had to show you today. I think that is. All right. Let's go ahead and pray. I'm going to show you this page real quick, just in case you have not checked into these books. This is the where you go on Amazon and you can get these books. You're going to love The Wonderful Truth about From the Major Clues from Minor Prophets, if you haven't read that one, and also How This is Biblical. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that this is the end times for them. Thank you, Lord, that this is, you've shown us all these wonders in the heavens and on earth. You've shown us through your word. And mostly, Lord, you've shown us by your spirit. If you had not awakened us by your spirit, we would just be asleep like everybody else. And I just thank you and praise you that you have done that for us. And that even though it's been kind of difficult, I'm really glad that we're awake. I know everybody on my battalion is very, very glad to be awake and also to know how this is biblical and that what you are doing. And this is not just some political movement. This is the day that you promised when we'll be set free from these creeps. We praise you and thank you. And thank you for your word in Revelation 5:5. It says you have triumphed. You are worthy to open the scroll and break the seven seals. Thank you, Lord, that you have unsealed our eyes to see it. And thank you that you have sealed us and protected us so that we could be in this battle this whole time. Lord, whatever happens in the next few days, we trust you completely. We trust that your timing, we trust how you're going to do it. And I just pray that as people start to wake up, that we'll just be there to help them, because it's been so, it's going to be tough for people to wake up. Just shine your light on them. Pour your blessing on them. Help them to see these things and to come to grips with this truth and to really rejoice about the beautiful days that we're heading into. Peace and health and wealth. Oh, thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for everything that you are doing for humanity. And thank you for the ceasefire in Gaza. We pray for everyone there that you will just continue to strengthen them and help them through all that they have been facing. Lord, we pray for the wonderful administration going in. Just ask that you continue to strengthen them and guide them. And those who are trying to stop up the works, we pray that they will be stopped, that they will be removed, and that they will no longer be able to do this evil. We pray that all those who are panicking because they've done an evil crime, whether it's in California or North Carolina or FEMA or whatever it is, Lord, we pray you will root them out, that you will bring down this temple on their heads, that they will no longer be able to do this evil to our country. And we just thank you and we praise you. We praise you for the beautiful, bright days that we are seeing and the health and the wealth and the peace that is right there at the door. We praise you. In your great name we pray, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I love you so much. I'm so glad that we get to be together. I just love that we found each other and that the Lord has kept us together all this time. I'll be on the chat for a little bit longer. And so if you have any questions or whatever, but don't forget to do your study. And I'll see you on Tuesday. I'll probably do 5:00. I don't know. We'll see. You guys can tell me in the chat whether you like the 4 p.m. Central or the 5 p.m. Central. Which one did you like better? And then we'll also see you on next Saturday at 10:30 for Chapter 12, which is about the trumpets, the Trumps. And by then, President Trump will be inaugurated. All right, guys, I love you, and I will talk to you later.